It's time to take you back so the specialization can continue. Now, here's the specialist.
Good afternoon. This is Melody Scally, and I am guest hosting for the specialist this afternoon. You can find out more information about me by going to melodyscally.com. Friend me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at Melody Scally. We have waiting patiently on the line Mr. Curtis Greco, the founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation. Curtis, are you there?
I am here, Melody. Thank you.
Well,
how are you?
Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
I'm delighted.
You are an author of a number of different books, Value Given, Value Received being one of them, and We Hold These Truths, and Valor and Prosperity, and you have a new one out now, too, don't you? Blind Vision?
Yeah, well, Blind Vision is the master title for the entire series.
Oh, okay.
And they have their subtitles, which are the three books that you mentioned.
Excellent, excellent. And how did you get interested in writing about these topics?
Well, the progression of the book writing is really a product of my own experiences and my background in working in government projects, accounting and finance and banking and real estate and so on. And over the years, being exposed to that and seeing the degradation in the economy and how we approach government, it clearly became almost a personal quest where more and more I heard people saying things like, well, why doesn't somebody do something about this? Or what are we going to do something? Or how are we going to do something about this? And I figured, I probably should toss my hat into the ring and see if I could make a contribution to the process of trying to resurrect a once great nation, at least economically anyways. And that was basically the genesis of it. I had done a talk 2 years ago and on these subjects as the transition from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. And I was asked to comment about what was then the beginning of the collapsing of the mortgage market and the real estate market and how that outlook or how those events would perhaps penetrate the rest of the economy. And from that, the concept of actually writing the books the way they appeared is actually where it developed, and that's actually how it happened.
Had you been involved in paying attention to politics prior to that time?
Yes, I've always been sort of on a collateral side of it because of the nature of my work and my the businesses that I'm involved in, whether it was in liquidating banks or if it was writing, policy or writing analytical commentaries or making presentations to different groups about economics or politics or real estate or banking and finance. So I have a background in it, not only from an education standpoint, but I have a huge, rather broad historical background from the history of America and the idea that gave rise to what became America, the United States. And so it seemed like a wonderful blend to compile, and that's how the books developed and how they appear. They're not an academic study of politics or constitutional issues or economic issues. What they are is they're a reflective overview that was written deliberately to engage people who were like me asking that question. My God, what has happened? How did we get here? And what are we going to do if we choose to change it or correct it? And so the book really is a journey, and that's why they're titled the way they are. We Hold These Truths talks about the fundamentals. What are the fundamentals that lie back of this thing we call America, the thing or the idea we call the ideals of America? And then we transition into a kind of an economic sort of political overview of what has contaminated that process that was defined in We Hold These Truths. And that has a little bit of an economic study to it, a combination of economic theory, economic policy. It's judicial issues of how the courts have been used to alter the perspective that Americans hold as to what they believe their country is about and how their government should operate. And then the third book goes into Valor and Prosperity. It originally was titled A Functional Stimulus because I was teasing and somehow kind of bludgeoning this concept that arose called a functional stimulus packages, well, okay, you did stimulus, it was worthless. How about if we take a look and say, how about if we create a functional stimulus, right? And so that, the third book.
Well, isn't that what small business does?
Yeah, isn't that? Isn't that wonderful, huh? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So what the value given or the Valor and Prosperity talks about is it merges the observations of books 1 and 2 into an idea that is the foundation for what probably is probably almost half of the third book, and that is specifically functional ideas, what I call stimulus concepts, that the public should be aware of that is really not talked about. And that's why often I had said, you know, when interviewed or had done some pitches with the Tea Party movement over the last 2 years as it began to develop, my comments were that, you know, I think the Tea Party is a great idea, but the problem with the Tea Party is two things. Number one, it does not demonstrate and it does not advertise, it does not promote a mantra. It does not say what it is after, because the second problem with the Tea Party is that because it is not specific, because it is not deliberate in what it hopes to achieve and promote, that leaves the political machinery able to, in effect, define for themselves what the Tea Party stands for. And so you get the Democrats and the Republicans saying things like, well, they're a bunch of right-wing racists, right? Well, we all know that's not actually what the Tea Party is, because let's face it, there's racism in any component of society, regardless of the political banner you march under, right?
Well, I'm gonna maybe not agree with you on a couple items with the Tea Party. I mean, I think the Tea Party, one, it's not an organized party, period. What it is it's Americans waking up and coming together, and many of them going to demonstrations for the first time in their lives.
Absolutely
and
agree with
the
you.
Message that they are giving is cut the spending and reduce the government. Because I
wholly agree with you.
And they are looking to hold Republicans and Democrats accountable. And if the Republicans just turn a deaf ear to the Tea Party patriots, they do so at their own peril, because there will be elections in 2 more years, and there are a lot more people that are paying attention who never used to pay attention and who are engaged who never used to be engaged.
I couldn't agree with you more. My point was about the issue of the Tea Party was what the misunderstanding, in my opinion, about politics in America as it relates to the public is the belief that Americans are left or right. I don't believe that Americans are left or right. I don't believe that what the political machinery identifies as centrist America is in fact a middle-of-the-road ideology. In fact, what I believe that Americans are that demonstrate this centrist element that they identify as moving left or right are not
Curtis,
political.
I hate to cut in, but I'm coming to the top of the hour, and I'm going to have to invite you to come back as a guest, you know, next week again, because we are just flat out of time, and I apologize for that.
No, that's okay. We'll do it again, but I'm grateful.
Give me the website for my listeners. What's the website where they can find you?
TheImperfectMessenger.com. Facebook links are there. The books can be linked to Amazon. You can follow the blogs that are there, my postings, and get a real sense of what the foundation is about and the topics I speak on. I welcome all to take a look at the site. And
super. And I will send you an email, and we'll get you booked to come back on the show. Curtis, what's your favorite charity?
My favorite charity is probably United Way is a good one. Catholic Charities is a good one.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. All righty. Thanks so much for the invite.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Melody Scally, and I am the guest host for The Specialist. You can find out more about me by going to melodyscally.com. Friend me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter @Melody Scally. Until next week.